From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. It's the final night for the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Donald Trump will be giving his official acceptance speech soon. His daughter Ivanka will be introducing him. And there have been a stream of speakers like Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn advocating for Trump.
Donald Trump has the skills required to lead this nation, a diverse nation, and he can help our people achieve greatness.
Wednesday, former rival to Trump in the primary, Texas Senator Ted Cruz spoke to attendees but did not endorse him. Cruz's refusal to endorse him will likely reverberate into the 2020 presidential campaign should Trump be defeated in November. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party holds its convention next week in Philadelphia. South Sudan's Ministry of Health says test results confirm at least 6 deaths from cholera outbreaks in 3 areas of the country. More than 30 suspected cases have been reported in the capital, Juba, alone. As of Wednesday, the nationwide total of cholera cases was 141, according to UNICEF. The Court of Arbitration for Sports has rejected Russia's appeal of a ban on its track and field athletes at the 2016 Olympic Games in Brazil over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme. The World Anti-Doping Agency recently released a report about a cover-up of widespread doping by Russian athletes. The International Olympic Committee Executive Board is expected to discuss on Sunday whether to impose a blanket ban on all Russian teams. The games, to be held in Rio de Janeiro, begin in 15 days. This is VOA.